All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Passive Cash Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Fregnito, and I'm glad to have you join us for another session today. I'm actually going to be talking about the PCG Debt Fund. I'll explain how it works and why we created this fund and why investors are participating in the PCG Debt Fund. By the way, if you're enjoying this content, if you're feeling like we provide value for you, please hit the like button and subscribe. I'd love to build our subscriber base and build our content out there this year. So if you can share this as well with anyone in your network who you think would gain value from learning how to build their wealth in real estate and improve their business and lives as well. We try to put content out there, mostly real estate based, but for the most part, general investment advice and guidance here at the Passive Cash Flow Podcast. And of course, this episode will dig into the PCG Debt Fund. So the reason we created the PCG Debt Fund around October of 2023 is because we are seeing opportunities come available in the space of small multifamily and also residential fix and flips. We also are seeing opportunities in the land use development space, and we want to be able to move on these opportunities quickly. We don't want to have to bother with hard money lenders and the fees and the delays involved in working with hard money lenders, although we do enjoy working with hard money lenders from time to time on different opportunities when the deal calls for it. But for the most part, by creating a debt fund, we allow investors to hold a promissory note, collect a nice high interest payment that pays out on a quarterly basis, and we go ahead and use that capital to fix and flip properties, do a little bit of ground up development, and also some land use development as well throughout New Jersey here. So the debt fund allows investors to invest for 1, 2, or 3 years and earn an interest rate between 8 to 10%. Now, anyone participating in this debt fund has to qualify as an accredited investor or a sophisticated investor. This is a Reg D 506. A B. So this is not a solicitation for funds. It's not tax advice or legal advice. In fact, you have to be qualified to invest in this fund, and you can't even review the information until you are qualified. Part of that process in getting qualified to take a look at the details of the PCG Debt Fund is having a conversation with me, Aaron Fregnito, or a managing member of our team. Once we have that conversation, I'll ask you a few questions to qualify you. First of all, are you an accredited investor, a net worth of $1 million, not including your primary residence, or an income of $200,000 individually, or $300,000 including your spouse? That's an accredited investor. So our equity funds only allow accredited investors, their 506Cs, but our debt fund is a 506B. So we can accept accredited investors. Again, the net worth of $1 million, not including your primary residence, or $200,000 individual income, or $300,000 including your spouse. Now, if you don't quite make that category just yet as an accredited investor, which is based on wealth and income and or either or, you may qualify for the PCG Debt Fund as a sophisticated investor. Okay. At People's Capital Group, we help you invest in real estate. Build your wealth by owning professionally managed apartment buildings in the northern New Jersey market. We want to show you how owning real estate is attainable, even for the busy professionals that don't have the time or experience investing in real estate. Now, we only work with select people who are serious about building wealth. So find out if you qualify at peoplescapitalgroup.com. Sophisticated investor is someone that has experience investing in real estate. So the SEC defines a sophisticated investor as someone that has experience reviewing investment opportunities or participating in real estate investment opportunities and understands generally the risks and how to underwrite and how to understand the risks and rewards involved in a real estate investment opportunity. That is a sophisticated investor. It's also important you don't need to live on the returns of the investment. You have excess savings and income as well, so that you don't need to live on the returns of the investment. But based on your experience and your investment capabilities and your income as well, you should qualify. If you don't, as an accredited, you may qualify as a sophisticated investor. So the PCG Debt Fund is really for all types of investors, accredited, more wealthy individuals, and also sophisticated investors who are ideally more so getting started and have some experience investing in real estate, but don't have the wealth that an accredited investor has at this time. So the Peachtree Debt Fund is for smaller investors looking to put to work $30,000 to $100,000. It's for larger accredited investors as well, looking to put to work $250,000 to $1 million. We even have family offices and RIAs reviewing the opportunity as well. Now, the benefit of the Peachtree Debt Fund for our investors is that they get to hold a promissory note and they know exactly what they're getting when they're getting it, right? Holding a promissory note states exactly how the loan is working, the period of time that you'll be lending that capital, right? 1, 2, or 3 years is the limits, the options there for our debt fund for our investors. And it also explains in the promissory note the interest rate you'll be receiving on the investment, anywhere between 8 to 10.5%. Now, participating investors in the debt fund have that promissory note. They hold a promissory note that explains exactly what they're getting when they're getting it. It allows for a smaller investment, $30,000 to get started, where normally our equity fund is about $100,000 to get started for accredited investors only. And of course, it allows non-accredited, sophisticated investors to invest confidently in real estate and know the type of return they're going to get and when they're going to get their principal back as well. See, debt fund investing is different than investing in an equity fund because with an equity fund, you have a lot more variables. Quite frankly, the market can be in a recession. That's going to affect your return on investment. Maybe interest rates stay high for 3 or 4 years, right? That's going to affect the market negatively. So an equity investment would ideally return a lower return on investment in a tough market, in a recession-based market. However, an equity-based investment, if you were involved in those in the last few years as the COVID boom happened, you could have done very well also. So equity can boom, it can also bust. Equity has more variables to it. Now, of course, working with the right operators, you want to invest in equity funds that perform over time and hit their targets. And that's up to the operators and their performance. Now, a debt fund's a little different. People like debt funds because they essentially hold a promissory note and there's no questions asked. You invest $100,000 for 3 years at 10% interest. You earn $10,000 a year in interest. At the end of those 3 years, you get your $100,000 back. You've earned $30,000 in interest over a 3 year period. Invest $100,000, walk away with $130,000. Now you have to pay some taxes on that $30,000 in interest earned. Okay, debt funds don't allow for tax depreciation, where an equity fund does allow investors to get tax depreciation, which is kind of nice. However, when you sell the properties in an equity fund, there are tax consequences. And there are also tax consequences to investing in a debt fund. But the attractiveness of the debt fund is that you know exactly what you're getting and when you're getting it. Takes out the variables of the market, of interest rates, political elections, all these things we worry about, all these things that keep us up at night with our investments. Where's the market going? Is the market going up or down or sideways? No one really knows. So that's why people like investing in the debt fund, because they know exactly what they're getting when they're getting it. Now, on our side, we are able to use that capital to go and flip houses, do ground development of real estate. We also look for land development opportunities. We could buy a piece of land, get it approved for development, maybe sell it to a builder, or even develop it ourselves. And we have a few of those projects going on right now with the debt fund, which is very exciting. So we lend to our own projects only with the debt fund. We don't lend to other people's projects. We only lend to our own projects here at People's Capital Group. So that ensures that we know exactly what's going on with the capital invested in the debt fund and how it's being managed. When we do lend that capital from the debt fund to an opportunity, fix and flip, ground development, it's secured in a first lien position on that property, not to exceed 75% of the after repair value. So we have rules for us as borrowers, right? We cannot borrow more than 75% of the after repair value. We have to secure that capital in a first lien position on the properties that we invest in, that we are operating, we are owning, and we only invest in our own deals. So this allows us to secure the investor's capital in a first lien position and protect that capital as best we can with real estate, backed by brick and mortar real estate. Limits on loan to value prevent us from over leveraging the investment and putting the debt fund in an over leveraged position. At People's Capital Group, we help you invest in real estate. build your wealth by owning professionally managed apartment buildings in the northern New Jersey market. We want to show you how owning real estate is attainable, even for the busy professionals that don't have the time or experience investing in real estate. Now, we only work with select people who are serious about building wealth, so find out if you qualify at peoplescapitalgroup.com. And since we're operators of the properties that the fund is lending to, and we're operators 100% of the fund itself, we eliminate a lot of the risk and unknowns when lending out to operators. So we're not operating this debt fund as your normal hard money lending fund where we're lending out to operators, collecting interest, and then promoting that interest back to our investors. It's simply a fund where investors can invest, hold a promissory note, lock in a high interest rate for up to 3 years, or invest for as little as 1 year. Now, the less you invest and the long or the shorter the period you invest will determine your interest rate. So the longer you invest and the more you invest will increase your interest rate. For example, $100,000 invested over 3 years would earn a 9.5% annual interest rate. $30,000 invested for 1 year, the very minimum option, minimum investment, minimum time period, would accrue a 8% interest rate payout at the end of the year. So if you're investing in the debt fund, reviewing the opportunity there, there's an incentive to invest for a longer period of time, up to that 3 year period, and there's an incentive to invest a larger amount with different levels, being $30,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $250,000. 250 to a million. Each category increases the interest rate to the investor. So that sets up a nice structure where there's an incentive for an investor to invest for a longer period of time and a larger amount that can increase their interest rate from 8 all the way up to 10.5% interest. In the first year, the interest accrues. After year one, it starts paying out on a quarterly basis. And again, the more investor, the longer invested, the investors can increase the interest rate they lock up in that investment. So that's why we structured this debt fund. We're seeing opportunities come out of the woodwork. We want to move on them quickly, and we want to work with our own hard money fund, essentially. For our investors, they're seeking a place to invest capital right now that limits the risk, limits the variables, and the volatility of the market. And the debt fund does that for them, where they can invest, hold a promissory note, know exactly what they're getting and when they're getting their principal back. It doesn't matter if the market goes up, down, left, right, sideways. At the end of the day, the debt fund is for our more bearish investors. And it allows people to also dip their toe in the water with People's Capital Group. Start at $30,000. A lot of people that meet us on the internet or so sometimes aren't always comfortable investing $100,000. Even though we have million-dollar investments in family offices and high net worth individuals, we completely get it. If this is the first time you're investing with us, $100,000 may be a big check to stroke. But at the end of the day, $30,000 is a more manageable amount. Granted, you're a sophisticated or accredited investor. So we do find that that is a more comfortable place for investors to start with us, and we appreciate that. And that's why we created the debt fund for our investors, for our non-accredited investors, for our investors getting started with us that want to do less than $100,000. For our bearish investors, I think the market is not going to be booming over the next couple of years. I might be in that boat too. This is a good fit for them, and that's why we're seeing a lot of investors flock to the debt fund right now. It does have limited availability. It should be wrapping up in the next few months or so as we finalize all the investments, who's investing how much in the debt fund. We'll be running out of spots pretty soon here. So if you do want to take a look at what we have going on there, the first step is qualifying, getting qualified is scheduling a call with me, Aaron Fragnito, or a managing member of our team. So you're going to do that by going to our website, People's Capital Group, and you can schedule a call with me right there on the homepage. You'll see a big button that says schedule a call. Let's talk. So you can go to that website, peoplescapitalgroup.com, click that big button that says let's talk, and let's talk. Let's have a conversation about your investment goals. Let's understand what you're invested in, where you see yourself in 5 years from now, how you want to achieve that position with your wealth. Let's have that conversation. Maybe we're a fit for what you do, maybe we're not. But having that conversation is a good way to start to learn more about different alternative investments available to certain qualified investors. And get on our investor list so you can take a look at what we have coming up in the future in the equity position and debt options. So that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Aaron Fragino with People's Capital Group. Again, if you've been enjoying our content and finding value from it, we have over 150 podcast episodes, been doing this over 3 years. We've been in business over 10 years. If you feel like our episodes are giving you value, click the like button, click the subscribe button. I'd really appreciate that. Always looking to build our network. And hopefully we can keep bringing you quality content. So keep engaging with us and please share this with someone in your network who you think would gain value from building their wealth passively in real estate. But that's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Aaron Fragnito with People's Capital Group, one of the founders of this company initially. So excited to be here at the Passive Cashflow Podcast Studio to put out another episode for our listeners. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you have questions about how we structure this debt fund or even suggestions for how we should structure a better debt fund in the future, put them in the comments. I'm curious to learn more. I'm curious to hear what your feedback is. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your day.